This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Brittany Leo is what we call a triple threat, a singer, a radio host and a DJ. You may recognise her latest single, Need It, which was added to rotation in retail stores throughout Australia. And 8 years of professional singing, coupled with a strong knowledge of the entertainment industry, Brittany recently left her dream job, who just had to compete in a DJ competition called Your Shot. She's hosted Joy Daytime Radio before, and it's a pleasure to welcome Brittany back on air to talk about her new single, Adore, which comes out this Friday. Good morning, Brittany.
Hello. Oh, it's weird to be back behind a microphone.
Does it feel strange?
Yeah, it really does.
It's been almost a year since we've heard new music from you. How's it feel to finally have something fresh about to be released?
It's a crazy feeling. I'm excited, but I'm so nervous because Adore's so different. And yeah, it's been a year since I released Need It. So it's like, hello, do you remember me? Do you still like me?
Of course we still like
it. Yeah, okay, well, that's nice.
And we just found out that on your latest single, we're backing vocals are done by a little apprentice out there, Maddie. Well, everyone in Joy knows Maddie.
Yeah, yes. Well, yeah, she did Need It as well. She's all over my stuff. Yeah.
So she is pretty and talented.
Yeah.
Because she comes in all the time and tries to make out she does stuff. And I think, no way, sweetheart, look at you.
Yeah. Nah, she's not talking crap. She's around. Oh, yeah.
Brittany, you competed in a selective DJ competition called Your Shot, gave 100 contestants from all around the country an opportunity to DJ at some of the world's biggest festivals. What was the experience like?
It was just mind-blowing. I can't put into words how incredible it was. They say, you know, you will go through all different kind of feelings, but you don't believe it until it actually happens. But it was so good. You got like so much training, and the experience on the day was just overwhelming but so supportive. It was a heck of a lot of fun.
So if you DJ now, because I'm old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you still get the records and go, like, is that part like...
Yeah, you can.
Because now I've seen the DJ, like, he brings his computer.
Yeah.
Do you know, in my day, you used to have to carry up
milk
crates of vinyls and records you could get up and you'd be... Yeah, so do they still like...
That's more like R&B, like style, right? Yeah, I like my house music. But you definitely can. And I do get the occasional, like, people that come up and it's like, can I do it? And I'm like, yeah, go nuts.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Who has been your biggest influence in music?
Oh, it feels like it changes week to week. But I love, like, my music changes and has ranged so much because I started as a pop singer and now I'm more probably electronic dance. But I mean, I've always loved Mandy Moore, and I grew up with Anastasia, as my mum was used to listen to her and Cher. So I feel like they were always just there.
Yeah. I remember. But that's great. I think that's what makes a great artist. If you're listening to multiple disciplines of music,
of course,
it's putting an influence in. And you know, every album, we want to hear a bit of a change. We want to hear growth in an artist. Mm. We want to hear that you're not just singing the same song that
you've
sung
experience.
For 22 years.
Yeah, of course.
Brittany, you've been mentioned in Parliament before. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Oh, so I got mentioned as for my community work.
That's nice.
Yeah, you said, I know, it was so nice. It was 25 stories and they said my name and I got a little video and I have that at home. And yeah, it's kind of funky to know that Brittany Leo was said in Parliament.
Did you actually get to go to Parliament House to do it?
That would have been good, huh?
No, last time me and Wayne were driving around the outside of Parliament, just having a look at Parliament House. Do you know they come and stop you and ask you why you're driving around? I go, because I'm looking at the building, you dill. No, the security come out and stopped us. But have you seen Wayne? He looks like a terrorist. I would have searched him and frixed him.
Good to know.
A post you recently put up stated you quit your dream job a few months ago. That dream job part was in quotation marks, suggesting it maybe wasn't the dream job. After all. What happened?
No, it was definitely the dream job at the time. You know, I think obviously you change and you grow and you experience. And for me, I absolutely loved it and I learnt so so, so much. But it just wasn't for me. And I missed music. I really wanted to give music just a full go. And so that's what I'm doing right now. I've booked gigs and I'm doing that. And it's just fun. It's so good.
Excellent. So we're going to premiere your new single, Adore, which comes out tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
How exciting.
I know.
But before we do that, how do we want people to feel about listening to the song, you know?
I think it's a song that I think everyone can relate to in some form. It's a romantic, crazy love story thing.
Oh.
As in, you know, you got that mixed vibes. You're not sure where someone stands. And just more like I became single from a long-term relationship and I was like, how do you do this?
Oh.
Yeah, and how do I know when someone likes me? So I think that's where this song comes from.
And that is really hard because if you've been in a relationship for so long, you're not looking for the signals, are you?
No.
No, you walk into
a room.
You
don't understand. Yeah, yeah. You take someone's eye contact a little too far. Like, you don't know.
So there's a fine line between picking someone up and being creepy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. For some reason, I always stay on the creepy side of the line. I don't know why. Yeah.
So Brittany, we'll have a listen to your new single now. It's out tomorrow on all streaming platforms.
Yep.
All the best with it. Thanks for coming in and chatting to us
this
morning.
Thank you so much.
Bed. Wish you said that you cared. 5 a.m. I leave instead. I don't know when I go, if you want me back at all. When I call, put on hold. Baby, I just want it all. Cause we know something is missing. I try to talk, you don't listen. I just need an admission. Baby, no mistakes, don't hide away. There's something that you got me wanting more.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.